And I'm delighted to have the one, the only Hannah Everingham in the studio. Good
Hi,
morning.
Liam. Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm alive.
You're alive? Yes.
Yeah, I'm a morning-ish person, but I'm not like a talk at 8 a.m. person sometimes.
I know. I do think being a morning person, I particularly doing radio, yeah. I've discovered this, being a morning person and being like a morning conversationalist.
Mm.
Two very, very different things.
Or the people, I just think in general, how do people get out of bed in the morning? Do they just wake up and just get out of bed straight away? And then they turn up here and then they're like, yeah, I'm alive.
Some definitely do. Some rock up, like get up as late as they possibly can.
Yeah.
Others, like, overthink it, you know.
Yeah.
They've had six coffees by the time they get here. And
I'm a bit of a snooze alarm person.
Oh, same.
Which isn't a good morning routine, I think, but
no, I actually snoozed my alarm for 5 minutes this morning.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I was
As opposed to 20.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. It's how you look at it, really. So you've been on tour. You've been quite busy.
Yes. I think maybe this is part of sometimes when you do night, you're alive at the night, and then you realise the day that you're alive in the morning that you're like, ah, something's funny.
Yes. Well, yeah. I find particularly if you haven't been like up and about in the morning for a while, it suddenly becomes really obvious.
I do feel alive today, though, despite
That's
me
good.
Saying
That's
this.
That's good. That's great. Low bar.
But yeah, the tour's been really nice. This is the end of it, basically. This week we're playing Friday at the Wonder Bar.
Yeah, right.
The full band, which is three of us. So I've been touring as a duo.
And I was going to say, because it hasn't been the three of you on tour, has
no,
it?
It's just two of us. But then people are saying, "Oh, what's the full band?" And I say, oh, it's just one. It's actually
just one more person. No, I love how you say that, though. Full band. Big deal. So this was a tour for your album, correct?
Yes.
That came out in March,
yes.
I believe.
Yep.
Which I stress out every time I have to pronounce it.
It is. It's a title in Spanish which says "Siempre tiene flores," which means "always have flowers."
Always have flowers. I love that.
I think it's been funny on tour because everyone's been asking like, "Oh, so where's the Italian coming from?" But it's kind of funny because the album isn't in Italian.
No.
It is in Spanish.
But wow, I didn't even think it was Spanish. I thought it was Latin.
Well,
I don't know why I thought it was Latin.
I mean, it's kind of the same world, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it sort of is.
Especially really. Siempre.
Yeah, that part. Like, that seems very Latin. Always have flowers. I love that.
Mm.
So it was a... It's a fantastic album. Me and my flatmate were actually talking about it about a week ago.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, really, really good album. How did the tour match up to the hype?
Yeah, yeah. It's always fun. Touring an album is like simultaneously you feel like you're trying to not make the album because you're playing live in a way. Like there's a different element when you're playing live. For me, I enjoy the way that the live version isn't the album version.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's also this like thing of when you're touring and it's been a nice tour and people coming out and then they also have songs they want you to play and sometimes it's like, okay, I'll play that and the other times I think, oh, nah.
Do you get many requests?
Yeah, there's often a request for the songs that have an energy that is like bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger energy.
Yeah.
There's a song, Don't Be Crass, on that record that's a bit more wild. I didn't play it at a gig a few months ago. I was up in Auckland as well, and I didn't play it, and there were some people that were sad.
Really?
Then I felt a bit
Were you
sad
low-key not playing it because you knew people would want you to play it?
No, not really. I think it's just like, I was like, oh, there's lots of words, and then I thought I might forget the words. And I thought it would be worse if you play a song and you forget the words if people want you to play
it. Yeah, especially if it's a song people are like waiting for. I've always wanted that. I'm glad someone's finally addressed that. As I always think, like, collectively an album has a lot of bloody words in it.
Mm.
Like, do you have to put some effort into remembering?
Yeah, I think this is what, like, this tour, we did 8 shows. Yeah. Earlier in the year, I also did 8 shows, but by myself, solo. And they're all seated shows, so people are very, or generally, the Wonder Bar one isn't seated, but there's just a general energy where people are paying a lot of attention to what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think everyone who performs has moments of like, what's coming next? What's the next word?
Oh, God.
And then that's when you have to just not think about it and think that the next word will be the right one. But yeah, I have absolutely made up lyrics on stage.
Wow, okay.
But they seem to have worked.
Yeah, right.
I did, and there's a song, Giving Up the Dog, where I said the other night, scenes I've seen instead of dreams I've dreamed. Scenes I've seen.
Oh, it's
just, it's just not very good.
No, but it still kind of works.
Yeah, that was what I was surprised at. At least it wasn't something worse than
that. I think you've actually just dropped the 2 we added to playlists from that album.
Oh,
as
nice.
Well, actually. I didn't kind of click how people would react to Don't Be Crass, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think about that as a musician pre-releasing something? Are you ever like, oh, I wonder how they'll react to that song?
I think this year for me has been more of an experience of being like, oh, here are people connected to what I'm doing.
Mm.
So the next record, perhaps there's more of a consciousness of that. Like the last 2 records I've released, I haven't really thought of people. They were made before I was playing live lots, so.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think about it.
Oh, we did add it. Yeah, Don't Be Crass. Oh, maybe I'll play that one. What was I going to ask? Oh, yes, because I feel like there was a period there where you were, like, on the road heaps.
Yeah.
But it was for, like, other people's music.
Yeah. Last year I did a big tour with Fraser Ross.
Yeah,
it's like
a
folk.
But I feel thing. Like you did a tour right before you did that one as well. Or am I imagining?
Yes,
things?
I did. I opened for a band called Terrible Sons.
Oh, yeah, that's before. Right. Yeah. So, like, has it comparatively been a little more centered year in terms of being in Christchurch?
Mm, in a way, yes. And then I also float around. I'm house sitting at the moment, so I'm not living anywhere.
Nice.
Which has made, obviously, being a musician on tour, like, that's really made it accessible. But also,
oh yeah, I suppose it does.
Pros
really,
and cons
it?
Of a house sit is that you just turn up and someone's got a random bed, and you're like, oh, this bed's not a good one.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, once you love your bed, like, it's hard to love another bed, you know.
Or a pillow. I just need a better pillow, I think.
Okay, like, a bad pillow is noticeable, you know?
Well, the thing that got me recently was, like, I know some people are really into them. That kind of bamboo, soft thing.
Oh, yeah. That's like memory foam.
I just can't get it. I just couldn't do it. I was just waking up every day in a terrible state.
Oh, okay. You're going to be shocked, but my, because I'm a 2 pillow guy, my bottom one is a memory foam. It's like a good foundation pillow.
Mm.
And controversial. People think I'm weird for it, but
I can see it as a base layer.
Yeah, people have whole mattresses out of stuff.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's crazy. So, yeah, you're quite, like, you're pretty, you know, proficient on the whole creative music thing. Is there more music coming? Like, what's going on there?
Yes, there's more music coming. It's always a question when you're in an independent setting of how much do I have to just make this happen?
Yes.
And how much can I, more financially speaking, is there support is there support that's accessible to me?
Mm.
And so this year it's been sort of exploring. The material's there, so we're just figuring that out. That's a work in progress.
Yeah, right, right. Because, like, you must be nearing, like, hot property in terms of, like, musical talent.
Oh, well, that's nice. I think it's funny when recording an album is, like, is obviously a wonderful thing, and then it's also a terrible thing because you just expose yourself to all of your own things.
I suppose so, yes.
So in some way, it's sometimes there are hesitancies of like, oh, I won't do that song or something.
Yeah, right, right.
And then you think, actually, that's probably the material that's like good to do. But I don't know. I'll figure it out once the album's done.
Yeah, right, right. Because like, yeah, we're on currently your sophomore album. Like, did you? Is it kind of like, oh, I don't? How do I put this? Can you see like a trend going and kind of your perspective to albums with each one that comes by now? Like,
yeah,
you're sort of getting experience with it, right?
Yeah, I think you get more familiar with, or like ideas of what you want to do before you record it, or how you're going to collect the songs, or
I mean,
even for me, it's there's probably always an element of like it wants to be something new. It doesn't want to be something I've done before.
Totally, yeah.
But then sometimes that can clash with if you're an artist establishing something, and then you're releasing like a new random punk record or something.
Yeah.
And the last one was really folky, but I think that doesn't matter. It's just about making the album the best album that it can be.
Totally, totally. And like, it's almost more fun if it's unpredictable what people are going to get, I think. Mm. Now, do you still work at Space Academy?
I do.
Yeah,
that
looks like
do.
A fun place to work.
Yeah, I make the pizza there, which I think is the most exciting thing. Honestly, I mean, it's just something about throwing the dough.
I want to talk about that. You can do it. You can actually do it.
Yeah, it's only been a skill I've learned this year.
Is that hard? Did it take you a while?
So basically, I accessed the skill because I was working with a co-worker, Oscar Main, and he said, you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go. And then I started letting it go. And now it's actually worked out because now I can throw it.
Oh my god, that's cool.
But to be fair, I have dropped it a few times.
Oh, well, practice.
And you're always doing that just when someone's turned up and then you're like, yeah, hey.
You know, just dropping it. Because their pizzas are banging.
Oh, there. Good. I mean, I hope they are, because now I've exposed myself. As
yeah, you sort of have. But like, everyone loves those pizzas. Like, that's high stakes when, like, you've known for a good thing.
And also high stakes when you work with something that is, like, smells really good. Because then you want to eat a pizza every day.
Yeah, right.
Which is probably not the worst thing, but...
No, yeah. How much pizza would you consume?
Well, there's always, like, something floating around. Like, lately there's been, like, they do cheese slices at the moment. So sometimes there's just cheese pizza slices.
Oh, that's so bad but so good.
Yeah, and that's my... Lately I've been researching about more kimchi and sauerkraut to eat if I'm going to eat a slice of cheese pizza every day.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe I want to offset that with some sort of good gut health.
Yeah, right. Interesting. I love kimchi. The right below us, Soul Pocha restaurant, they do like it's a kimchi and cheese pancake.
Yum.
It's just so slapping. It is so good.
Yum.
What was I going to say on that? Oh, yeah. Would you ever make another food professionally, or is like pizza it?
I think I would. I definitely would. It's just about something that pops up that I can float into.
Yeah.
Everything I seem to do, I end up kind of appearing in somehow.
That's just the life of an independent musician.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a lifestyle.
And sometimes I don't like, people ask me things and then I think, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I don't action it, that's the word.
Right, right, yeah. That is half my life, is people pitching things to me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, wow. Never do anything about it. It's fine. I was going to ask, oh, no, it's the pizza. Sorry to stick on the bloody pizza, but you use a pizza oven, right? Actual one. How do you get the pizzas in and out with the long stick thing?
Well, there's like, I'm sure there's words, but I don't actually know what they're called.
Yeah.
But it's like a paddle thing. It's like a metal.
I know, but I like don't understand how you manage to get it back on the paddle.
Well, this is actually a good point, because what you do, before you put the pizza on anything that goes in the oven, it goes on a little bit of like semolina.
Oh, yeah,
and they're like
right.
Little, tiny little things that roll around. Well, you know.
Well, it's kind of like, what, a corn byproduct or
something?
Yeah,
something like that, eh?
Yeah, right.
And so they give it a bit of a rolling action. So then you can put it in the
right.
oven. It does have to be a bit of a commitment to the pizza.
Oh, I just think that part looks so difficult.
It's like ballet. It's a bit of a move. With your shoulder.
Did you ever dance or anything like that?
No.
No.
Did you?
Absolutely not. Mm. No. I did piano, guitar, drums, singing lessons. I did a recorder as well, and I flute for a while.
Oh.
Like, my whole childhood was instrumental things, and I couldn't grasp any of them, ever. It was really messed up. So show this Friday?
Yes, this Friday at the Wonder Bar.
And it's final of the tour?
Yes, last one of the tour. Full band.
Full band.
Full rock and roll
300.
Band. Oh, and then Coulter, Carson, and Jonty O'Connor.
Oh, yes.
Those two are doing a bit of a, like, quadraphonic sound music making thing.
Really?
Before this show. Yeah.
Sick.
Yep.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, I love them both separately, and then I've seen them do this sort of thing once before together, and I just was like, that's great.
Wow, really?
That's great. Hopefully it'll be a nice night for some crazy sounds.
I'll be fascinated to see that, actually. So where can people get tickets for that?
So you can go on Under the Radar, and if you just look up Hannah Everingham, they'll be there.
Lovely.
Yep.
And what about like social media, like keeping up to date with what you do? Are you particularly active on anything?
Yes, I am. Instagram would be the most updated thing, I would say.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Facebook page is not.
No, this show has a Facebook page, and it's digital dust bunnies, basically.
It's just difficult to use. It doesn't make any sense.
I just like, I'm pretty done with social media, I'll be honest. Like, I still get a kick out of posting something real dumb on social media occasionally, but like,
yeah,
pretty done.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I haven't got a TikTok, so Instagram is like
the
best
cool.
thing.
Okay, Instagram, go there. Wonder Bar Show, Friday. I'm really excited for that one. What time does it start?
8 p.m. doors.
Cool.
But obviously it's a bar. Anyone can get there anytime.
Oh, yeah, true. Of course.
The doors have, it's funny because sometimes people turn up at the door, you know, the tickets say the door.
Oh, right.
This tour I've noticed some more people turning up right at the door time, coming in and being like, well, let's go.
Well, yeah.
It's an interesting concept.
I would assume, like, I'm not surprised you have some very punctual listeners.
Yeah, that's the word,
know?
Yeah.
Well, that must be nervous for you. Are you like an on-time start person? Like,
generally, yeah. Generally.
Okay, that's good,
But not on the door, just like in the loose sense of it.
Yeah. And music to come, do we know when?
Next year.
Next year. Which you're like, oh, that's ages away, but it's already October.
Yeah.
Has this year gone quickly for you?
I think, yep.
Yes.
To be fair, I've been thinking about Christmas music lately, so it feels like it's ending. Yeah.
Okay, would you make a Christmas song, like a jingle?
Yeah, yep.
Yep. I think you should.
But also, I've been thinking about just Christmas music in general. Like, just, I want to listen to it walking down the street. Like, I don't know, something good. Maybe a Michael Bublé album. But that's not really the good Christmas album, but it's just the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm, like, fiending for, like, some new Christmas music. Mm. Like, it's all shit we've heard 1,000 times.
Mm. This year, guys.
Oh my god! Keep
new album. Yeah.
What would you call it?
It shouldn't really be snow related, should it? Because
no. How can you work henna into Christmas? Henna Christmas. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to think about it.
Yeah. Maybe or, it's like holly every hymn or something.
Yeah, ho ho ho.
Food for thought there. But everyone, keep your eyes peeled for the Christmas album coming 27th November 2024. But seriously though, thank you so much for coming in today, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you too.
It's lovely to have you here. And, yeah, so cool to see what you're doing. Very excited for the show. Good to know there's more music to come. And I think people are probably super keen on your pizzas now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do a merch collab.
You could. You totally could. Like, collabs are it.
I did actually sell pickles, some bones pickles at a show. Once.
Really?
And they flew away.
Yeah, they are lit.
Yeah.
I love bones pickles.
Pickles.
Actually.
Little thing to snack on.
It's genius. I'm going to think about that more. Right. Hannah, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you too.
And we'll play Don't Be Crass now in case there are some really upset fans out there who haven't heard it live. They can hear a recording of it now.
With my new guitar and my two front teeth and my hair tied up and my lipstick green, I met this man from America, of the north, not south, with the vague disguise. He asked if I pulled out, and I said no, no. Good girl smile and my niceties and my justifications, I had to leave it in the doorway. I met this man from France. He had big brown eyes. He asked if I dance, and I said yes, yes, yes. With my conversation, we danced a long time. Complication. was that when I said goodbye, I met this man from Nihon. Kare ga daisuki. Then my wishful thinking, I ask, would you marry me? And he said no. If you want another's heart, you better wash your mouth out before you make a start.